Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we figured out why Jaden has turned purple. Thankfully, Ava was able to give him some vitamin C gummies that's going to help him get back to normal quickly. But where have all the bees gone? Let's find out. Ava had put her jetpack on and was flying over to where the beekeepers were. They were on the other side of town, and they had a huge number of beehives on their property. You see, beehives are really important. Bees are, like we learned, really important in helping fruit and vegetables and all kinds of foods grow. And so we have to make sure that the bees stay safe. Well, there were some beekeepers that was their job, to keep the bees safe. "Hey guys, how's it going?" said Ava as she showed up at the bee farm.
"Thank you for coming by, Ava. We're not doing very well. You see all the queen bees? They have disappeared, which is very unusual. They never just up and disappear on us. I've been at this beekeeping farm for about 25 years, and I've never seen something like this before."
"Do you mind if I take a look around and look for clues?" said Ava.
"Oh, go on ahead. Any help is appreciated."
"Shh, Mr. Jim, Jaden, are you there? This is Ava, over."
"Shh."
"Yeah, we're here, Ava," said Jaden.
"All right, well, I just talked to the beekeepers and they said all the queens have gone missing. I'm going to take a look around and see if I can find any clues here, but you guys might as well get to work too because I think we're running out of time," said Ava.
"Absolutely. Thanks for the update," said Mr. Jim.
"Shh." Back at Spyology Squad HQ, Jaden and Mr. Jim were there and Jaden was starting to feel better. "Hey, Jaden, I think those vitamin C gummies, they should be working now. So why don't you stand up and see how you feel?"
Jaden stood up and stretched his back and his arms and he said, "Yeah, I am feeling a lot better. And finally, my skin is back to its normal color. Whew, that purple was pretty scary looking."
"I know, it was pretty interesting, but I'm glad you're feeling better," said Mr. Jim.
"All right, Jaden, why don't you go grab your jetpack? I have something for you."
"Okay."
Jaden ran over to grab his jetpack and put it on and ran back to Mr. Jim.
"All right, what do you got?"
Mr. Jim handed him the pheromone tracker.
"Wait, what is this again?"
said Jaden.
"Oh, this is the pheromone tracker. It's super cool. This is going to help you find where all the queen bees are. Remember, all queen bees, they emit pheromones, which is like a really special invisible chemical. It's a smell that other worker bees, they use to communicate with each other. And if the queen bee goes somewhere, she is going to lay a pheromone trail for all the worker bees to follow. And so, this pheromone tracker is going to let us know exactly where all those queen bees are."
"Well, why can't I just smell it?" said Jaden.
"Oh, pheromones are made for only bees. Like people, we can't smell it. And so this pheromone tracker, it helps you see the pheromones where they are," said Mr. Jim.
"Wow, that's pretty cool," said Jaden. Jaden grabbed all of his spy gear and blasted off to start tracking.
As he was flying over the city, Jaden was using the pheromone tracker, which kind of looked like a pair of binoculars, but when you look through them, you could see all kinds of flashing lights, and it was going to show you exactly where to go to follow the pheromones. Jaden held them up to his eyes and started looking. "All right, nothing that way. There's downtown, and wait, it looks like they're coming that way.
All right, I got to follow that trail."
Jaden continued to follow the pheromone trail that his pheromone tracker was showing, and it led past downtown to the hills. These were really beautiful hills just on the other side of town, and Jaden and Avon, all their friends, they love these hills, especially during winter. Do you know why? Yeah, they love to go sledding on those hills during winter. Have you ever gone sledding before on the snow? Yeah, that's such a fun thing to do. And Jaden and Ava, they were some of the fastest sledders around. As Jaden landed on the hills, he realized that, wow, I don't think I've ever been on these hills during the summer. Like, it's usually I only come here when there's snow here. It looks so different. Jaden was looking around. Everything looked different. There weren't many trees. It was just a whole bunch of grassy hills. But he kept using the pheromone tracker, and it kept leading him further and further away from town. As he walked over hill, he finally found the source of the pheromones. Wait, is that a cave down there? Jaden zoomed in with his pheromone tracker binoculars, and sure enough, there was a cave. A cave that he'd never known before. That hill over there was way beyond the normal sledding area, so there was no reason for any kids to go over there. But wait a second. That's a purple... Wait, one, two, three, four. There's five purple ninjas right at the front of the cave. What are they doing? The purple ninjas were sitting down just at the opening of the cave, and it looks like they're putting something on their arms. It's... Oh my goodness. They're putting band-aids on their arms. I bet they got stung a bunch of times. That's hilarious, said Jaden. But wait a second. That means they're the ones that are behind this, all of this. They're the ones that stole the queens, and they're the ones that are trying to turn us purple. It all makes sense. Mr. Jim, Ava, are you there? Over. Shh. We're here, Jaden. What did you find? Said Mr. Jim. You won't believe this. The pheromone tracker led me to this cave just over the hills, and it's the purple ninjas that are behind it all. Shh. That makes so much sense, said Ava. I bet they're all trying to make us turn purple so that we'll be on Dr. Stinky Breath's team. This is very bad. We have to stop them. Jaden, we're running out of time. You need to go rescue those queen bees. Hurry. Over and out. I'm on it. Jaden blasted off towards the cave. He had to carefully sneak in and not let anyone see him. The purple ninjas were too busy putting band-aids on their stings that were on their arms.
Ow, these things really hurt. Ugh, I hope this is worth it after all of these stings. I can't believe how many times we've gotten stung.
All right, this is my perfect chance. As Jaden snuck into the cave, he'd rounded a corner, and there it was. There was some kind of lab in this cave, and all kinds of test tubes, and there they were. There was a whole line of queen bees in tubes, and the worker bees were flying in the cave. It's like they didn't know what to do, but they knew that they had to stay with their queen bees. All right, if I put all these queen bees in my bag, then the bees are gonna follow me, and what if I get stung? Oh, that's gonna hurt. But... I gotta save the world. All right, let's do this. Jaden carefully put them all in his spy pack and zoomed out of the cave.
Zzz. What was that sound? Said Dr. Stinky Breath. That wasn't a spy jetpack, was it? Purple ninjas, I need an update. What is going on?
Uh-oh, boss. We're not exactly sure how to tell you this, but...
What are you talking about? Was that a spy? No!
Jaden meets Ava at the beekeeper hives, and they were able to return all the queens back to their homes. The bees have been saved! Now they can return to pollinating the trees again. All the workers return back to their homes, and now... Oh, finally, I'll be able to pack an apple in my lunch again, said Jaden. Wow, great job, Spyology Squad. We saved the day and we stopped Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas from turning us purple. But my friends, we always know that Dr. Stinky Breath never gives up. So we better be ready, because there's an adventure around every corner. We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science, or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.